From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's president has vowed to retake all of the country from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency that his troops plan to retake the whole country. His statement fuels doubts about his government's commitment to ending the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad said that recapturing all of the territory would take a long time. The Syrian president said he supports current peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do, quote, not mean that we will stop fighting terrorism. Assad's announcement came shortly after world powers meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a deal to stop the fighting in Syria. As Henry Ridgewell reports, many observers think that Russia and Syria will use the ceasefire to increase their battlefield advantage.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington. Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but the bombardment has been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous journey to Europe last year. This